Welcome back to Bruni Radio. My name's Therese, and you just heard La Botron, which means the lumberjack, and it's by Franklin Bukala. And this is one of the older songs that I wanted to put in because this song is from the 70s, and it's just a Congolese classic. And Congo is really well known now for Coupes de Cal, which is their hip-hop genre, but originally they were really popular for their rumba, which was based on Cuban influences. And then they became very popular for soukous, which is a genre of music, dance music, that's rumba mixed with a lot of like African traditional things and just a lot of mixture. And it became really popular across the continent of Africa as African music. And it started in Central Africa in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. So I just wanted to play a little bit to show you some of Congo's rich past and music. And before that, was Halo by DRC Music, an album that was released this fall. And DRC Music is a project led by Damien Albarn, and he is from the band The Gorillas. And he and a lot of other international artists decided to go to the DRC and find really talented Congolese musicians and give them the opportunity to record an album, basically. And they went there, and in less than a week, they found all these really great artists and create a really, really solid album. And they're now selling it, and the proceeds of the album will go to help fund Oxfam and its projects in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. And before that was La Boss by Lil Sam, which is just a standard kind of hip-hop love song from the Congo. And before I play some more music, I wanted to give you some more news updates. Guinea-Bissau, a country also in Western Africa, I've been talking about them a little bit in the past couple weeks because they had the first round of their election, which people thought the election was just going to end because Carlos Gomez Jr. was the leading candidate with 49% of the vote, but you have to have a clear majority of 50% or more in order to win, so he had to do a second round, and the second round was supposed to be scheduled, I think, for this week or next week, but Guinea-Bissau had a coup this Thursday, and there were reportedly explosions and heavy arms late on Thursday night, and this attack was focused primarily on the home of Carlos Gomez Jr., who had received 49% of the vote previously in the first round of elections. And he is currently the prime minister of the country and the leading hopeful, as I said, in the election, which is scheduled for April 29th. But the country is still in a state of emergency, and people are unsure as to whether the scheduled election will be postponed or not. And also, Guinea-Bissau has been suspended from the African Union. Big surprise, right? I mean, Mali was suspended pretty much any time you have a coup or any sort of, the African Union will just suspend you, which probably isn't the best policy of dealing with coups, but that's what they do. And also in northern Nigeria, there continues to be conflict. And the conflict is very complicated. Generally, when people think of the issues in Nigeria, they think, oh, well, in the north, people are predominantly Muslim, and in the south, people are predominantly Christian, so it must be a religious fighting. But it's far more complex than that. I mean, obviously, there's overlap in those areas, and there's a lot of other issues. There's problems within ethnicities of people and a lot of other issues that make the situation very complex. But it is very clear that there are some problems in northern Nigeria. Last Sunday, Easter Sunday, not this Sunday, but the Sunday before, there was a car bomb in Kwanda, which killed 39 people. And this bombing was part of a larger series of conflict that's been happening over the past month. According to Al Jazeera, Nigerian gunmen also took the lives of at least 4 people in Pukasam. And one of the victims was a 6-year-old girl. So that is very sad. Her father is actually a police officer, and he was there, and unfortunately they got separated, which is very, very sad that a poor young girl obviously has no motives, like political motives, and yet she was caught in the crossfire. And these gunmen are linked to an extremist group in Nigeria called Boko Haram, and according to the Associated Press's count, over 380 people have been killed as a result of Boko Haram's attacks in northern Nigeria. So a very deadly organization. And Zimbabwean President Mugabe, I talked about last week how he was in the hospital in Singapore. Initially, the media was very worried because he was in critical condition, but recent reports have suggested that he's as fit as a fiddle. He's back in Zimbabwe and doing very well. He's 88 years old and the oldest president in Africa, but he seems to be doing very well. He was diagnosed with prostate cancer last year, but he seems to be doing fine, and he also has impaired vision. But I mean, he's 88. He's been the president of Zimbabwe for a long time. That's a lot of stress. So it kind of comes with the territory. And in sad news, Algeria's founding father, Ben Bala, passed away at 95 this week, and the nation has declared 8 days of mourning in honor of him. He was a really big freedom fighter 50 years ago when Algeria gained its independence and also their first president, and he will lie in state at Algiers People's Palace on Thursday, and his funeral will take place this Friday. And this is pretty much the end of a Bruni Radio for this week. I had so much music I wanted to play, but never enough time. So if you're interested in listening to more Congolese music, you can go to my website, which is a Bruni Radio, obruniradio.tumblr.com, and you can listen to even more Congolese music and watch the videos. Thanks so much for listening, and I'm going to end the show today with my favorite song of the day. It reminds me a lot of the movie Madagascar. So my sister said that. My sister's 12, and she really liked this song. So I decided to play it for her. It's called Buja, and it's by Les Jomo. And it is from the country of the Congo, and it has a lot of really, really fun energy. And also, I just want to thank everyone for listening today. I really appreciate all your support. And next week, I'm going to be playing music from the West African nation of Ghana. Thank you, and have a great day from me, Therese Kennelly, and all of us at WIUX.
Si quelque chose dit quelqu'un. Tout le monde va bouger.
gars où tu as le gars, y'a pas facile. Y'en a qui t'en coupe, hey, Azamaré, Oligimako, Mia, Tikende.
Allez, bibi, 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 allez, bibi, bibi, bibi.